heard what it was saying. No. Please no. Please don't. Dave, her ship's mechanic. Dave, who collected clips from old cartoons and knew a million jokes, begging in a small, broken voice. No. Please no. Please don't, he said. Hydraulics and locking bolts clicked as the inner airlock door opened. A meaty thud as something was thrown inside. Another click as the airlock closed. A hiss of evacuating air. When the airlock cycle had finished, the people outside her door walked away. She didn't bang to get their attention. They'd scrubbed the ship. Detainment by the inner planet navies was a bad scenario, but they'd all trained on how to deal with it. Sensitive OPA data was scrubbed and overwritten with innocuous-looking logs with false timestamps. Anything too sensitive to trust to a computer, the captain destroyed. When the attackers came aboard, they could play innocent. It hadn't mattered. There weren't the questions about cargo or permits. The invaders had come in like they owned the place, and Captain Darren had rolled over like a dog. Everyone else, Mike, Dave, Wan Lee, they'd all just thrown up their hands and gone along quietly.